VOA News. Police in Washington, D.C. are preparing for a gathering of hundreds of white nationalists near the White House on Sunday. The gathering is happening on the one-year anniversary of a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia. The organizers of the gathering last year were not able to get permission for another one this year, but they were able to get permission to hold one in Washington. The White House is responding to claims by former presidential adviser Omarosa Manigault Newman that President Trump is a racist and that she has tapes of him using a racial slur referring to black people. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, she says Trump was heard saying the word as he filmed The Apprentice television program.
Once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway said Manigault Newman is not credible.
She told ABC News the day after she was fired that she had resigned. She's now saying she was fired. She told ABC News the day after she was fired that, quote, Donald Trump, no, he's not a racist, that she wouldn't have been there.
Manigault Newman is promoting her book Unhinged, which is to be released in a few days. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani said Sunday that his legal team will not let Special Investigator Robert Mueller question Mr. Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey. At the time Comey was fired, he was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, leading to worries that Trump obstructed justice in trying to thwart the investigation. This is VOA News. Syrian activists say an explosion in the country's north has killed at least 39 people, among them women and children. The cause of the explosion is not yet known. Sporadic clashes raged for a third day Sunday for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency now controls key installations. The U.S. ambassador to London, Woody Johnson, is warning British Prime Minister Theresa May to side with President Trump in the growing dispute with Iran. In an article in the Sunday Telegraph newspaper, Johnson said there would be trade consequences for Britain unless it breaks with the European Union and follows the U.S. in reimposing sanctions on Iran. The UN Refugee Agency says it is increasing its efforts to reduce the risk of the spread of the deadly Ebola virus as refugees flee the Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency is working closely with DRC authorities and other agencies on actions to contain Ebola on the national and regional level. But its main focus is to monitor possible Ebola infections among refugees fleeing across the border, mainly to Uganda, from conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri. The number of newly arriving refugees into Uganda from these two Ebola-affected provinces increased during July from 170 a day to 250 a day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Parker Solar Probe was launched Sunday. It will fly closer to the sun than any spacecraft before it.
1-0. Liftoff.
This is the moment NASA launched its expedition to, quote, touch the sun.
A daring mission to shed light on the mysteries of our closest star, the sun.
The Parker Solar Probe was launched on board a Delta IV heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral on Sunday. Its seven-year mission will bring it to within 3.8 million miles of the solar surface. That might sound like a lot, but it's seven times closer than any previous spacecraft. The probe will travel into the sun's solar corona. That's the hazardous region of intense heat and solar radiation that you can see during an eclipse. There, it'll be up against temperatures reaching nearly 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1,370 degrees Celsius.
The probe is the size of a small car. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. And on the VOA News mobile app, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.